أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قل موتوا بغيظكم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط صدق الله العظيم Inshallah, we discuss verses number 119 and 120 of Surah Ali Imran. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had begun the discussion, لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم. O you who believe, do not take anyone besides you as your confidant. Insofar as your administrative matters are concerned, your political issues are concerned, keep it within yourselves. Previous verses we discussed bosom friendships with others, intimate friendship with others that are not in the fold of Islam has not been recommended. However, from a social point of view, we will be cordial, we will be courteous, we will show kindness and compassion. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given several reasons, and here these reasons continue. Allah Ta'ala says, Ha antum ula'i tuhibbunahum, wa la yuhibbunakum, wa tu'minuna bil kitabi kulli. A great deal of emphasis and attention is drawn here. Allah says, Ha antum, listen, you are the ones, tuhibbunahum, you love them, وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ and they do not love you. The word love, muhabbat, is the condition of the heart, and no one can really testify to what the state of the heart is. And as Allah Ta'ala says at the end of the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ Allah is the knower, Allah is the one that knows what's in the heart. It is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that can testify what is in the hearts of individuals. One may have spies amongst the enemies. Spies can only tell us the doings of others. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now giving us an entire documentary of what is in the hearts of these people, these individuals. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear that O mu'mineen, O believers, I can detect, I can see that in your hearts you have love for them. And the love here will be a genuine, deep-rooted, seated love in your hearts for them. However, when I look into their hearts, I detect absolutely no love that they have for you. So why do you want to make them your confidant? Why do you want to have this bosom friendship with them? Why do you want to trade your secrets with them? Why do you want to tell them all the issues that you may have insofar as your deen is concerned, insofar as your political matters or administrative matters are concerned? Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّهِ And here particularly with regards to the Ahle Kitab and more particularly with regards to the Yahud, whilst you believe in all the scriptures, in all the books, you believe in the Torah, you believe in the Zabur, you believe in the Injil, you believe in all the scriptures that had come down to the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, you had never seen these books. You have never read these books. You probably do not even know the contents of these kitabs. But because Allah Ta'ala had said to you, believe in them, you have believed in all these kitabs. So you believe in some of the books they believe in. However, they do not believe in the kitab that you believe in. They do not believe in the Quran Sharif. So they're supposed to be the opposite and inverse. They supposed to be such that you were not supposed to love them because they don't believe in the Quran. And it's supposed to be such that they are supposed to be loving you because you believe in their scriptures. But here it is the total opposite. You believe in their scriptures and you love them. They don't believe in your scripture, in your Quran, and you love them. That does not make sense whatsoever. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives further another reason why you should not take them as your confidant. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. That when they meet with you, they say, we believe. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of the munafiqeen, that they used to do this in the time of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to do this with the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And probably even after the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they may have not said amanna, but they may have testified that we are with you, your interest is in our hearts, and all of that they would testify in front of you. But وَإِذَا خَلَوْا عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. And when they are amongst themselves in aloofness, when they are alone, عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ, then they begin to bite on the tips of their fingers, مِنَ الْغَيْظِ, because of anger against you. In other words, their anger against you is of such a magnitude that it shows out in the physical expression. They cannot hide it anymore. It is not something that is only in their hearts. So the above statement, وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ, they do not love you, that was just the condition of their hearts. But their hatred, that shows out in their body language, it shows out in the way they conduct themselves, when they are within themselves, amongst themselves, then they speak so much ill about you, that they cannot tolerate it anymore, and it shows out in every way, there is a physical demonstration of the hatred. Now this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is reporting all of this, and there can be absolutely no doubt whatsoever. قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ. Then say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, die because of your anger. In other words, it makes no difference whatsoever. However annoyed you may be, however angry you may be, however hatred you may have in your hearts for us, it does not make any difference whatsoever for us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed here what is in the hearts of your enemies, whom you seem to be impressed with, you are obsessed with, you want to take them as your confidant, and you want to take them as your bosom friends. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrates the extreme hatred they have for you. In tamsaskum hasanatun tasu'uhum. That if some hasana, some good is received by you, in other words, you are the recipients of some good, tasu'uhum, they dislike it. In other words, they hate to see you in a good condition. وَإِن تُصِبُكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. And if some difficulty befalls you, يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا, they rejoice through it. They like to see you in all different types of difficulties. And when some good comes to you, when this ummah is in a good condition, then they detest it, they dislike it. And again here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that absolute hatred they have for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at the very beginning of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the command. Here in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the reasons. And now at the end of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the prescription. How is this ummah going to save itself from the plots and the plans and the schemes of the enemies of this ummah? Allah says, two very simple prescriptions. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you bring two qualities within yourselves, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا, the quality of perseverance, the quality of endurance, which we generally speak about as sabr. When you bring the quality of sabr, and again, to reiterate, sabr is not a negative thing. It does not have a negative connotation. Usually in our colloquial vernacular languages, when we say to somebody, make sabr, it means that you must be complacent, it means don't do anything. Here in the Quran Sharif, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it does not have such a negative connotation, it does not mean complacency, but here it means that you need to do something. And particularly in this verse, the commentator, the author of Ruhul Maani, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said there are two important aspects. Wa in tasbiru, whatever harm they incur upon you, then make sabr upon it, in other words, persevere. The second is that you will endure, and you will endure on the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَتَّقُوا, and you will protect yourself by keeping away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two very, very simple aspects. Keep away from everything that is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep away from haram. Then Allah ta'ala says, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their kaid, their schemes, their plots, their plans will not harm you in the slightest bit. Here Allah Ta'ala has added the word shay'a. In other words, it will not harm you. There may be times when it may hurt you in your heart. There may be times when it seems that they are overpowering you. But provided as an ummah, each individual of this ummah brings these two qualities within themselves, the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the total abstinence of sin, and then some ulama have added, in sabr and taqwa, together with it is akhlaqi hasana, that always keep a good character. Do not ever fall as far as your character is concerned. Then we will see the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again elevate, and we will see the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grow. If we do an analysis, the issues are, tying it with the ayats that we had previously discussed, the issues are between ourselves, we are showing bad akhlaq to each other, fragmenting even worse and worse. Insofar as the ahkam and the laws of Allah Ta'ala are concerned, we're breaking the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are embarking on those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made impermissible for us. As far as the fara'id and the laws of Allah Ta'ala are concerned, we are not abiding by it. And then we look for solutions out of this Quran. We look for solutions out of the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this very brief part of the verse, in these two words, Allah Ta'ala has summed up the solutions of the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna allaha bima ya'maluna muhit. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken control of whatever they do. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally aware of everything they do, and everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the realization. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.